This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that?
Why do we have a Bill of Rights, and what fundamental difference would it make if we didn't have one? That's a big question for us adults. Who are where we are? It's a big question for my middle school and high school age kids. The Constitution as a negative document, the theory behind it, in short order, was to divide liberty, divide power, the better to protect liberty. That's the theory. That you put all power in one set of hands, you're going to get tyranny. And our founders had too much evidence of that in their own time. It's kind of a hard-won inheritance. Part Enlightenment theory, right? Part on the battlefield. They saw what it was like to have power amalgamated in one set of hands. Dangerous. So they divided it. They divided it three ways in our federal system. You, Article I, write the laws. And it's tough. It's supposed to be tough to protect liberty. We don't just have one house. We have two houses. And then it has to be signed by the president, too. Really hard. Bicameralism and presentment is designed to make legislation difficult, the better to protect liberty. The president's powers are to execute the laws, not make them, not adjudicate disputes. Our role is to decide cases and controversies between the people under law as it is, not as we'd wish it to be. We're not legislators. We're judges. The legislative power is invested in this body. That's not all. Then we divide power in a way that was quite unique. Well, unusual. Federalism. So you can think of separation of powers as having a horizontal access and a vertical access, so that the federal government has certain enumerated powers and authorities. And what the federal government doesn't enjoy, the states do, as sovereigns. This country as well, we have tribes, which also bear sovereignty in our part of the world and bear recognition as such. I'm glad to have the opportunity to recognize that fact here as a Westerner. So we have the separation of powers between horizontally, vertically. And that wasn't thought enough to protect liberty. The drafters of the Constitution, many of them thought that that would be more than sufficient, that that, in fact, was the main way to preserve liberty. But our founders were very suspicious and very jealous of their liberties. So they added the Bill of Rights, and they enumerated 10 of them, as you know, starting with the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, no establishment of religion, right to bear arms, the Third Amendment, which I'm glad we don't litigate much.
Well, there it is, as a rundown. You've got to listen, as Israel Ortega was suggesting, you got to hear the whole piece. But, wow, I mean, if you had any doubts or misunderstanding of what the Constitution was all about, what our framers did, I mean, you know, Scott, what I'm so impressed with Gorsuch is that it's as if he's the professor. And he's got the kids in the room, you know, these attorneys and would-be attorneys or, you know, not even close to being attorneys like Al Franken. And he's schooling them on what the Constitution is all about, right?
And in that one thing, he said something that made me like him even more. When he said, it's our job to, you know, adjudicate the laws, mm-hmm. not to make them how we want them to be,
exactly.
But to make them how they were written.
Right.
And that to me says that he might be the perfect Supreme Court judge.
Well, I think so, and that we could only hope that other judges, at the federal level, even in the Supreme Court, would hearken unto what he said. Is that they're not there to create law; they're there to interpret the law. And we've had too much activism, I believe, in our country coming out of the bench. And this has been problematic. And I believe this is very refreshing and encouraging for those of us that, you know, think like Antonin Scalia and the way Gorsuch does.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back to The Cause, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez. Just a reminder that BillMartinezLive.com holds all the information that you need to know to connect with us and find yourself connected with any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this great country of ours. Carry Bill Martinez live, and of course around the world via shortwave as well. We welcome you all. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Ralph Amperson is with us right now. He's a historian, author, and lecturer who's been researching the conspiratorial view of history, the view that the major events of the past have been planned years in advance by a central conspiracy for 50 years, we could say at least. He's written or produced 4 best-selling books entitled The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, Jesse James, United States Senator, 6 booklets, and 15 DVDs. Ralph Everson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, doing fine, Mr. Martinez. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Well, great to have you here. Please call me Bill. Ralph, if you would, please, and if that's okay, if I can, respect. Okay. I was eager to talk to you about, some might say, the old New World Order. It's been around for a long time. There's been this, we hear the dark state being bantered around, unelected officials pulling the levers of our government, and this has been happening for a long time. So I want to get your perspective, kind of a state of the union of the old New Order, if I can say that.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it's real. This thing is real. In fact, I was going to start by asking you or anyone else that's listening to get a dollar bill out of your wallet or purse, mm-hmm. and let's examine the back of it, because that's where the New World Order was started, at least in America.
Right.
If you do so, can we start with that? Can I?
Yes, absolutely. That's a good start, because some people have not gone through this exercise before, Ralph. And the whole New World Order has been something that has been set into motion and designed, and the foundation has been laid there, even to the point that it's demonstrated in the currency that we carry.
That's correct. Let's all go to the back of the dollar bill, and when you do, you'll see there are 2 circles. We're going to talk about the circle on the left and then bring in the circle on the right with a little we'll just say we're going to talk about the first one, the first
right.
circle, after we talk about the second. Let's go to the side with the pyramid, and you'll notice Latin phrases, annuit septis novos ordo seclorum, around the pyramid. Let's define those words. Annuit means announcing, is Latin, announcing or the announcement of. Septis means the conception of or the birth of, so announcing the birth of. The novos ordo seclorum, novos new ordo order seclorum world,
mm-hmm.
announcing the birth of the New World Order. Now, you'll notice in the back of the dollar bill, it says that these two circles constitute the Great Seal of the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, what's a seal? A seal is used to legitimize a document. The king started way back when the king would say, fold a letter or a treaty or something over and then pour wax on it to seal it and then stick his ring in the wax. Mm-hmm. And that way the person who received it would know that no one had broken it, because if someone had broken it and opened it up, it would break the seal with the ring's impression in it, mm-hmm. and he would know that someone tampered with it.
And that's something that's been done for thousands of years, not
oh,
just
yes.
recently.
This
has gone
old.
Through the millennia. Right.
But exactly. We have two seals. Why do we have two seals? We have two. We don't need two. We only need one. And the right-hand side, whenever the president speaks, you'll see they hang a circle in front of him, and that's what it is, this right-hand seal. What's this mm-hmm. left-hand stuff about? What's it all about? Well, to find out, we now know. Let's go back. These two circles were designed by our founding fathers in 1782, unanimously approved by the founders at the Continental Congress. Mm-hmm. Now, why did they create two seals? Well, let's talk. We're going to discuss that, because we're going to look at what is this Novus Ordo Seclorum? What is the New World Order? They were committing this nation to the New World Order in 1782. Now, who did it? Let's do it very briefly. If we go to the other side, above the eagle, you'll notice they call it a burst. It looks like an explosion with white puffy clouds. And inside mm-hmm. there's a six-pointed star. Now, that is not the Star of David. This star goes way back in history, but mm-hmm. they designed it there and put it there for a reason, and I'll tell you what it is. If you draw the lines through the outside of the star, forgetting the one in the middle, you're going to discover you drew two triangles, mm-hmm. one pointed up and one pointed down. Now, pick that up and transfer it over to the pyramid side. And when you do, you'll place it down underneath the line, using the line, the straight line underneath the eye. Mm-hmm. And then that line goes from one side of the circle to the other, and then down. Two sides go down to where they form a point over the second O in Ordo. And mm-hmm. then the bottom line is the bottom part of the six-pointed star, and that point, if you draw that in, that'll fill in the lines between the between both ends of the pyramid, and then mm-hmm. over the all-seeing eye.
Right.
Now you'll notice that the all-seeing eye points to and that's where the six-pointed star has been laid down over there, because it's going to reveal something. Mm-hmm. Now notice that the all-seeing eye points to a blank space between Annuit and Septus. But notice that the other points point to letters. And we'll use it like a clock. At the 10 mm-hmm. o'clock, it's an A for Annuit, and then mm-hmm. an S for Septus, and then an N for Novus, the second O in Ordo, and the M in Seclorum. Mm-hmm. So now we've got five letters being pointed to by this six-pointed star. Now, A-S-N-O-M is an anagram. If you look up your dictionary, an anagram is a way to conceal the word by scrambling the letters. So A-S-N-O-M is an anagram defined in the dictionary as a concealed way to conceal the major word, which is Mason, M-A-S-O-N.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
now we've identified who designed this.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the founding fathers were Masons.
Right.
23 of the men who signed the Constitution were Masons. 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence. The Masons admit that, I think it was either six or nine, the numbers, I can't remember exactly, but it's either six or nine. And they claim that many of the temples, Masonic temples, were destroyed during the American Revolution, so the records are missing. But anyway, I've read it. Some people say it's 52. The Masons admit it's either six or nine. But mm-hmm. 23 of the 39 who signed the Constitution were members of the Masons, according to the Masons.
Right.
And that's why I've written a book called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. We won't have time to get into that today, but let's just start with this. why did they commit us to this Novus Ordo Seclorum?
I'll tell you what. We're going to take a pause because we got to go to break. We'll be back with Ralph Epperson. I'm sure you've got your dollar bill still and notepaper and number two Ticonderoga pencil, and you're taking notes because this is good stuff as we give you an update on the New World Order and where we are with it. But we're looking back in history first, laying down the foundation. More from Ralph Epperson right after this. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Coming at you fresh every day and independent. 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Okay, you ready? You got your number two Ticonderoga pencil. You've got your notepad and you also have your dollar bill. We've been talking about the left seal and talking about the Masons' influence over the founding of our government. Ralph, you stated that there were 23 signers of the Constitution that were, you know, obviously decided Masons, and their influence clearly pointed out here in looking at the dollar bill. But also you have, this dynamic tension of people that believed in God, believed in the divine handiwork in founding this country. How did these two dynamics coexist?
Well, that's a very good question. I would urge your listeners to find the Mayflower Compact.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayflower Compact. When the first one of the ships called the Mayflower landed, before it did, these men on board signed a compact which committed the United States to Jesus Christ. These were Christians.
Yes.
And the first pilgrims and the Puritans were Christians. Mm-hmm. And they committed this nation to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, a group called the Order of the Quest came shortly thereafter, according to people who researched it on their side, not our side, but on their
right.
side.
Uh-huh.
It came to take it away and deliver it to the New World Order. And the New World Order is a new civilization. We're going to change the way we live.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally new civilization. And once you understand that, then what's happening in America makes sense, because they're replacing the old world order, which is based upon the Judeo-Christian ethic and morality and values, moral absolutes, etc., with a new system called the Novus Ordo Seclorum. That's what's happening in America today. And we're going, probably the best way to cover this is to describe a meeting that I had in 1989. I was asked to speak in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I flew there.
Right.
And after I got finished with my speech, a gentleman came up to me and said he'd like to talk to me. He had something to tell me in private.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, please, let's talk. And I found out he was a medical doctor, and the people around him that brought me there said, go listen. You'll really want to hear what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
So we met the next morning in my hotel room, mm-hmm. and he told me this story. And I'm going to just detail exactly what he detailed, because it's an amazing story, but it will explain what's happening in America.
Okay.
This doctor learned in 1969 what the New World Order was. When he went, he was a medical doctor who got his, degree, or he became an MD.
Right.
And he was assigned there's a word for it, where you go and, you serve under another hospital for a certain mm-hmm. amount of time, and he was assigned to another doctor who was also in the same field he was. I think mm-hmm. he was an obstetrician. Is that the best word?
Uh-huh.
A pediatrician.
Oh, pediatrician.
And
no.
He was given this duty with another man who was a medical doctor. And he said that my doctor, I'm going to call him my doctor, became friends. Well, that doctor, short time later, quit and went to work for Planned Parenthood.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood. He worked there for 3 years, and in 1969, this doctor came back to Pittsburgh, and they arranged for him to speak to the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society. So the doctors and their wives, and I guess family members, were there, and the doctor came out, and he said, listen, I want to tell you what I learned in my 3 years at Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
And he said, and then he went on to say, listen, I want to tell you that I'm going to speak, and if I see anyone, this is their doctor now, the Planned Parenthood doctor, if anyone is taking notes, I'm going to stop and walk off the stage.
Right.
If any of you are recording what I'm saying, I'm going to walk off the stage and quit. If you say later that I said something, I'm going to deny it. In other words, this man feared that something would happen to him if he was revealing
right.
it, but he did mm-hmm. it anyway. And bless him for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So now, my doctor sent me a copy of the pediatrician announcement on March the 20th, 1969. So now we're back to 89, but 20 years before that time, my doctor went and listened to the first doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, what did he say? He went on to talk about the things that he learned. The title of his speech was something about abortion, family planning, et cetera, and other considerations. And that's what he wanted to talk about, the other considerations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my doctor went, after he finished, went out to the car and sat down and wrote down everything that he could remember that the doctor said. Mm-hmm. It was just one sentence after another. And then later he sat down in front of a little recording, with a tape recorder,
mm-hmm. right.
and put on other things that has since occurred since he wrote down the first one. And then he sent me the copies of the tapes, a copy of that tape, and I put all of this together in what we're going to talk about now.
Mm-hmm.
This doctor said he had discovered an organized force during his stay in New York, that it was so powerful that it fears no one or anything. He said this organized force believes that no one can stop it. Now, notice this was in 3 years, from 65 to 68. Now, he might very well, one of the ways he might have learned about this thing was because of a book written by Dr. Carol Quigley in 1966,
mm-hmm.
obviously during those 3 years.
Right.
If he read that book, he learned that Dr. Quigley identified this organized force. Bill Clinton in 1992, when he gave his acceptance speech, talked about Dr. Carol Quigley because Dr. Quigley got him into politics. So Dr. Quigley was a major player on our side, but he was made privy to the plans and the secret papers of this organized force.
Hmm.
So maybe he read it from there, but it doesn't matter. He learned it, at least learned a lot of it, according to him, from the Planned Parenthood. Now, he said that, let's start now. He said these people have a timetable, meaning they've got time to bring this thing about. He went on to say that suicide will be promoted and encouraged because it'll become more common. In other words, they're going to urge us to commit suicide. He said children who go to school will be given no hope and no future. And that's why young people today are committing suicide in record numbers. He went on to say evolution will be taught exclusively, teaching students there is no God and no future. That's the reason they're being taught evolution. And another time, maybe you and I could talk about the fraud. Evolution is an enormous fraud. Even Darwin himself admitted it was a fraud.
Right.
He said that we are being taught evolution is, since we're all animals, we have evolved from animals, from primates, and therefore we don't have a morality.
Mm-hmm.
Animals exactly. don't have a morality. If yeah. we're related to the chimpanzee or the monkey or whatever it is, or the gorilla, so we follow them. We were trained, we do by instinct rather than
right.
morality. He
right.
went on to say population must be limited to 2 children per family. Now, I'm going to give you a little story because this is really very pertinent. In 1973, I was teaching at a community college the first time, and I walked into my classroom, and there was a poster board on the wall, a cartoon form, 2x3 that you stick up with tacks and put it on mm-hmm. a cork board.
Right.
And it showed a picture of the globe and a drawing, and it was full of little circles, semicircles, meaning heads, and it was so populated that people were actually falling off the earth.
Oh.
So we're being taught that we're overcrowded. There was a book written by Dr. Paul Ehrlich called The Population Bomb that tried to convince us that the world is in within 20 years of the book, and he wrote the book in the 60s, I think, but we're going to be overcrowded. We'll be standing on each other's heads.
And of course, this is...
I asked my students, how many of you believe this? And about half of the students raised their hand, and I said, I'm going to move the entire population of the world to Oregon and sink the rest of it. Oregon's going to be an island in the ocean all
okay.
around the world.
Ralph, we've got to go to break. We're going to pause it right there. We'll be back with Ralph Epperson after this. Stay with us, America.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Good stuff, huh? Ralph Epperson is with us, a historian, author, lecturer who has been researching the conspiratorial view of history. And I understand, you know, when people hear conspiratorial, they get a little nervous and, you know, they want to know the facts. But you've got to also be able to look at what is happening in this country. Some things, just because you don't understand them, doesn't mean they do not exist. And there is clear fruit of a hidden government, of this deep state that's been in existence. You know, when you think about how close we were to losing, I believe we were very close to losing this republic here. And maybe we've been given a short opportunity, but there's no doubt that you have the New World Order with their timetable, and they don't care who gets to be president. They're continuing to move forward, and that's what Ralph Epperson is pointing out to us. I will say there's so much to cover here that we're going to have Ralph back again. This right here you can consider as a tutorial, so keep taking your notes. And for more information, check out his website, RalphEpperson.com. That's RalphEpperson.com. Well, Ralph, let's go ahead and let's pick it up from what you were talking about. You're talking to your students. The perception of 50% of the class there says that the country's overpopulated. The world's overpopulated, right?
And I was going to move 4 billion people, which was then the population, to the state of Oregon. Now, Oregon's not a very big state.
No.
And I said, how many people will be standing on how many people's shoulders? And they said, well, I will tell me. So I told them, I worked it out, showed them how I figured it out. And listen to this. A family of four in Oregon with 4 billion people would have a piece of land 50 by 53. We're not standing on our shoulders at all.
No.
The whole population of the world could come to Oregon, sink the rest of it, and the family of four would have 50 by 53. That's enough to grow corn.
Absolutely.
So they said, listen, do you still believe in population, overpopulation? And the hands went down. I captured their attention. So now, but let me finish. There's a reason this happened. We read Paul Ehrlich's book, A Doctor from Stanford, telling us we're going to be starving to death and future depressions, recessions, we're overpopulated. Mm-hmm. People of conscience said, well, gee, I never thought of that. I've been to L.A., and boy, that's a madhouse. You just wall-to-wall people in New
right.
York City and Mexico City. It's a pop. So they believed it, and they probably started deciding to reduce the population by not having as many children. But at the same time, we got welfare, which pays people to produce children.
Right. Yeah, rewards them for that. And then on the other hand, then you got Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
You know, so you have this dynamic tension of a government social engineering life and rewarding, and particularly, you know, poor communities to, you know, to have babies. And then you have Planned Parenthood in the center of most of these poor areas promoting death.
Yes, exactly. Now, so that's the lesson, because people who don't care, and especially our government funding the people who produce more children, you get more money if you have more children. So we got two different avenues. People of conscience decided, well, maybe I should reduce my family, you know, future plans for children. And the second one, which is government's going to pay you to, okay, the government, the doctor said the government will promote contraception by making it universally acceptable. We're now giving out condoms in schools.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He went on to say sex will be out in the open. And sex outside of the marriage will be promoted. Oh, that's not happening in America. Men would become more feminized and women more masculine, the doctor said. Travel would become a privilege to increase control of individuals and families. And during the, early 4 or 5 years ago, there was a gas shortage and gas went up to $5 a gallon. For what reason? To reduce our ability to travel.
Travel, right. Well, they got to be going nuts now, Ralph, because here it is for the first time in our lifetime. America truly has the opportunity to become energy independent.
Yeah.
We had an administration that was upfront and very forward about it and saying that we weren't paying enough for gas, that $8 a gallon like Europe should be a more fair rate that America should be paying. And, of course, here we are now. We've been holding steady under $3 for a while. But if we really tap into the resources we have, we could be down in, you know, just a little over a buck a gallon. What do you think about that?
That's true. Let me point out to you that when they do charge $3 a gallon, they make a 500% profit. 500%. Grocery stores operate on about a 5% profit.
Right.
But the gasoline producers make a 500%. I put out a DVD called $10 a Gallon Gasoline. You can get that in my catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how these oil companies, seven of them, control 90% of the world's oil supply. And they make a 500% profit. The doctor went on, bridges and roads, meaning our infrastructure will be allowed to deteriorate. It's a good example of that here in Tucson. I live in Tucson, Arizona. Our state funds our city county, our city government, with money to maintain the roads.
Mm-hmm.
We pay, gas tax. And they take that money and give it to others. So then suddenly our roads got messy and were bumpy. And they said, wait a minute, we need to fix our roads. So what did they do? They take that money that the government sends them to work on the roads and spend it for other purposes. And then they say, well, gee, you're right. The roads are a mess. So we'll float a bond issue.
Yes.
And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now even Trump is talking about rebuilding our infrastructure because it was intentionally allowed to decay, according to the doctor.
Right.
He said, we will become desensitized to violence. What? That's not possible. Oh, no, our movies. Talk about these computer games. What are they? Shooting and blowing up and killing and exploding.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor was warning us.
You've got a rapper doing a video where he acts like he's shooting President Trump, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the doctor said musicians would use coded language to reach young people. The Beatles made a song very popular called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
LSD.
And the American parents would say, gee, what a beautiful thought. This is when Lucille Ball was a big star. Oh, Lucille Ball in the sky like diamonds. Isn't that beautiful? No, Lucy L, Sky S, Diamonds D, LSD.
Right.
They were using a coded language to reach Junior, but the parents thought it was Lucille Ball in the sky like a diamond. He said abortion will become normal and tax-supported.
Mm.
Huh? Wait a minute.
Well,
this was in 1969 when abortion was against the law. You couldn't commit abortion. But he was saying it's coming, baby,
mm-hmm.
in 1969. Planned Parenthood receives tax money for abortion, tax supported. Fathers would have no say in the abortion decision. As far as I know, Bill, maybe you're a family man. I don't have children, so
yes,
I don't know how to make a baby.
Mm.
But as far as I know, fathers, it takes two to make a baby, but the fathers would have no say in the abortion decision.
We talked about that, Ralph, here on the show, that fathers have had no say, and I believe it's one of the big cries that we're going to hear, and that is the fathers of America will now be allowed, and I say be allowed because up to this point, they've been invalidated. They have no part and parcel, only from the bad side, only as much as it pushes the narrative that men don't care. They just use women as the objects of their affection and their whims. And so what if they get pregnant? And, so they shouldn't have a say anyway, because it's not their body. It's the woman's body. And but the reality is there are many men who are waking up, and waking up to this nightmare that they've been a part of. And they're about ready to let loose a scream across this country that says that they will not any longer be part and parcel to the murder of their children, because they're starting to realize the truth and what exactly this New World Order, what it's done. And as you say, they've got a timeline and they've been living it out, and you're walking us through it. And for some people, it is waking them up, maybe for the first time. We've got more from Ralph Epperson right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America. It is 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
As we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I was just talking with Ralph Epperson off the air, and he said, Bill, I'm surprised that you're able to talk so openly about this topic. And I explained to him, I said, Ralph, this is what we enjoy about this independent radio show, is that our mission is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And sometimes the truth gets in the way. We try to have it get in the way as much as possible. But that is our honor. It is our commitment to those of you who share a part of your day with us. We take it as a responsibility, you know, to deliver this this truth and to promote truth. At whatever cost, and that is my heart and my commitment to you. So we'll continue on with our conversation with Ralph Epperson. I feel like we're in class here a little bit, but this foundation is so critical. Ralph, I want to go back to the question I'd asked a couple of segments ago, because we're talking about, you know, in a sense, parallel tracks. We have a track here that is, you know, is founded on masonry, an idea that there is no God, no morality. And, you know, you take God out of the picture, you take morality out of the picture. And certainly our founding fathers, you had the other part of the of this new great American experiment that provided the opposite tension. And that was one that believed in morality, that said, look, our Constitution was established for a moral people. If you take morality out of the picture, the Constitution will implode on itself. And what you're clearly pointing out here is the opposite tension, the masonry element, the New World Order individuals and factions that continues to this day, knew that morality was critical. If you get morality out of here, then the Constitution implodes on itself. And, you know, and then you also have it creeping in the form of the judiciary that one half believes in the originalist interpretation of the Constitution, and others saying, look, it's flexible. It's not exactly the way the founding fathers wrote it. It's open to interpretation based on the culture and the whims of his time. Well, as soon as you do that, you open it up for options. And the New World Order folks, they love options, don't they?
That's exactly. It's correct. And that's where we are. By the way, I watched about an hour of Dr. Gorsuch,
right.
I don't pronounce
yes.
his name, his testimony before the committee about whether he's to become a Supreme Court justice. This is exactly the issue he brought to their attention.
Mm-hmm.
If we interpret it only with the intent of the founding fathers, then we don't get into this stuff about doing things because it's flexible and it should be because of the times have changed, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Those principles, those words mean words. I would urge you to ask your listeners to take their pencil. By the way, a lot of those people are saying, "What's a pencil?"
Yeah.
They don't know what a
pencil is. Well, for people like us, I refer to it as a number two Ticonderoga pencil because when we were in school, that's what we got, right? That was back in the days when they used to give you pencils.
Yes. Well, write this down. There's a DVD on the internet right now called America, Can You Handle the Truth? America. Mm. Can you handle the truth?
Right.
It's about 2 hours long. I would urge you to listen to that and see just where this stuff is leading and how it's affected you and I right now. It's an incredible story, and I can find no one else that's ever said these things. America, Can You Handle the Truth? It's on the internet. I would watch that and watch America's Secret Destiny, those two DVDs by Ralph Epperson, and you're going to learn more than you want to know.
Wow, that's
okay,
great.
Okay, we're talking now about a decision of the Supreme Court in 1973 that said your body is your body. Mm. You can terminate life if you wish, and they had to change the name of the baby to a fetus.
Mm.
See, babies, in the previous old world order, babies were given rights. They were given rights at the moment of conception. They were a member of the body called the people. No, we've changed that. The Roe v. Wade decision said they're not, fetuses are not protected by the 14th Amendment, huh?
Mm.
Wait a minute, I thought that was the purpose of government. No, they changed the fetus. There was a thing called the Hippocratic Oath. It was written by Hippocrates. They call him the father of medicine in 400 B.C. And in that oath that millions upon millions of doctors have taken all over the globe since 400 B.C., there was only one restriction. It was all about good things. You know, treat them with love and kindness and the latest technology.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one restriction. Don't give women something to cause an abortion. Millions upon millions and millions of doctors took that oath until they took it out in the 1960s.
Wow.
The Hippocratic Oath has no more restriction about causing an abortion. Isn't that interesting?
So for all this time, since 400 B.C., the Hippocratic Oath contained language that forbade, you know, that wanted to forbid doctors for giving women something that would cause an abortion.
That's exactly correct. And you can read this yourself when you go back to the Hippocratic Oath. Find it, look it up on the internet, and you'll see it says, I swear that I will not give a pessary. A pessary is defined as something that will cause an abortion. In fact, it says, I swear that I will not give women a pessary to cause an abortion.
Mm.
In other words, we're not going to get into the legalese or the question of whether it's a baby or not. It's a baby, and it has rights. And it
right.
becomes a human, a member. At the moment of conception, it was an individual in the body known as the people. And now we've got this thing called a person. The 14th Amendment defines us as persons. Wait till you find out how we are, you and I are now persons, living by privilege. Persons live by privilege. People live by right. And what's the difference between the two? I'm telling you, you're opening up a can of worms.
No. This is good stuff. I mean, because as you say, Ralph, words matter. And especially, you know, when this is the thing that you've got to watch. And you mentioned Justice Gorsuch. He is measured with his words. He is a trained legal. He has a trained legal mind. And this is what attorneys do. I mean, it's like Trump. Trump says, hey, look, they tapped me at Trump Towers. Well, because they didn't exactly tap him, they surveyed, you know, they were doing an act of surveillance on him. It gave the attorneys, these people that love you know, love it when you don't dot the I's and cross the T's and things are not documented specifically. It gives them room to navigate and come up with a different narrative to obstruct the reality of what had occurred, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Let me point out something about this. In January of 2006, a report was issued in the European Journal of Public Health out of, I think it was Denmark or Finland or something. The suicide rate among women who've aborted is 6 times for women who give birth. Remember what the doctor said?
Wow.
Suicide will be encouraged. I'll give you a personal story. A friend of mine, he had a sister who had an abortion when she was young, she got impregnated, she had an abortion. So she said, well, that's okay. It's just like cutting a fingernail. You cut it off and throw it away. So you can cause these cells to just be taken away and destroyed. So when she got married and had her first baby, it dawned on her that she had murdered her first child.
Oh, wow.
And that now she has to live with for the rest of her life. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I don't think the Planned Parenthood or any other medical doctors explained that that's a possibility, that later on when you learn how to make a baby, you're going to realize that you have just terminated the life of your first baby.
And that's why they can't say, this is my first child. If they do, they say it with some hesitancy because they know that's not the truth. And the same thing for men who have experienced this. And sadly, what you're demonstrating here, Ralph, is that we are running into the reality and consequences of the choices that we make. If you violate God's law, you are going to reap what you sow. It is sad. It's heartbreaking that women have a 6-time suicide rate that experienced abortion versus women who gave life, who gave birth. These are consequences. These are the fruit of choices that women make. And sadly, with a good, I say with a good housekeeping seal of approval by our government, who has supported Roe v. Wade, and we're coming close to what, 60 million abortions around the world today. I mean, this is, what have we done, Ralph?
I know. It's an amazing. In 2010, the London Daily Mail, a major newspaper in London, published a report that, listen to this, abortion is the highest risk factor in breast cancer. What?
Wow.
Abortion is the highest risk factor in breast cancer, which means you abort, the chance of getting a breast cancer goes up. Now, why is that not being discussed in America?
Well, because it doesn't fit the narrative. Right, exactly. Well, Ralph, we got to have you back, and we will do this very soon. I appreciate, and this is one of the biggest understatements, I appreciate your commitment to the truth and what you have brought to our audience today. Ralph Epperson on Bill Martinez Live. Again, I would encourage you to check out his website, RalphEpperson.com, RalphEpperson.com. Ralph is a historian, author, and lecturer who's been researching the conspiratorial view of history, the view that the major events of the past have been planned years in advance by a central conspiracy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.